This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More now on the outbreak of measles. There is a Senate hearing set for today on the public health dangers of parents skipping vaccinations for their children. We want to look now at how larger organizations are dealing with this. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein looks at the role played by colleges and universities.
Over the past decade, the University of California system, with its 239,000 students, has seen a troubling trend.
Mumps outbreaks, measles, pertussis, meningitis, lots of tuberculosis.
That was Dr. Regina Fleming, medical director of the UC Student Health Insurance Plan. The best data available suggests just 55% of all college campuses require students to verify vaccinations or get their shots. Why so few? Money, of course, with health officials estimating that beefed up policies could cost as much as several million dollars. Sarah Van Orman, who heads the American College Health Association, says with outbreaks on the rise, it may be time for a new cost-benefit analysis.
We understand the real actual fiscal costs, reputational costs, as well as human costs of communicable diseases on campus.
She says she would heartily endorse that old adage that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.